Alrighty, folks. Once again, we are speaking with the concierge to small business lending. And as we do frequently, we often have conversations about the one and only Cody Sanchez. Before we get into today's topic, let's welcome Bo to the show. Bo, how you doing?
Doing well. We're about 3 weeks away for the baby, maybe sooner.
Oh, enjoy this time. Kind of your hair's on fire, your pins and needles. But it will be amazing. It'll be a life-changing event, no doubt.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you and I often do is we talk about Cody Sanchez. Cody Sanchez has brought to bear boring businesses. She has opened up our minds to buying boring businesses. She's now, started helping folks realize that it's not just buying them that's important, it's running them. But I actually want to spin this story around to becoming a millionaire. How many folks do we bump into throughout our lives that have told us we want to become a millionaire? We want to become a millionaire. And I don't think enough people realize, frankly, how simple and easy it is to become a millionaire. What do you think of that?
I think if you're disciplined, anybody can be a millionaire. I remember a story of a bus driver, and he owned like 35 properties, and he never made more than 34 grand a year. So I think it's there. I think a lot of people make the mistake of spending too much money, and they don't know how to save. They don't know how to be disciplined with their funds. But I think, yeah, you can go out today and start a business for under $1,000. So what business could that be? I mean, there's a million ideas out there right now. For under $1,000, you could start a business today. It's, do you have the willpower to do it and the discipline?
Yeah, again, I've obviously earned this status. I interact with what I call my millionaire series, 18 or 15 or whatever millionaires every week. I talk to more of them at events that we go to. I think becoming a millionaire is rather simple. And I think it really boils down to one thing. That's owning assets for the long term. It's that simple. Owning assets for the long term. Very few of us will ever earn $1 million. Even less of us will net $1 million from our job. Even less of us will have discretionary income of seven figures. But yes, owning assets. Now, there are stories of 401k millionaires who decide to work 40 hours for 40 years. Good for you. There are people like the bus driver who slowly, one rental at a time, built a portfolio over decades. But I really want to focus on small business. Because again, as you've just said, there are plenty of small businesses that you can start for $1,000. But in the environment we're in, and I think Cody is onto something, 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. Some percent, 8 to 12, depending on the survey I read, own a small business. Most of those are destined to shut down versus being passed on. So I believe if you're willing to do the work, you're willing to scour your environment, understand what you're uniquely good at, there are plenty of small businesses that you can buy with seller contribution, meaning a second, with very little down. That's what I want people to think about.
It's interesting. Yesterday, I had a call with a gentleman, and I think he's in Chicago, and he's been in the food industry his whole life, in the kind of the corporate world. And he found a business, and the owners have owned it for like 22 years. So we're going through our Zoom meeting, and they want $550, I think, for the business. I think he's saying it's netting like $300,000 a year. I haven't seen the financials yet.
Okay.
So essentially, total project cost is 600 grand. He's going to put up $60,000. If he gets the seller to carry back 5%, he's going to put down 30 grand, and he's going to buy an income stream. Let's even call it 200 grand a year, for 35 grand. Okay. Obviously he's going to run the business and but instead of him staying in corporate world, he's now buying a business, which he can then create legacy and pass down to his children. So better tax incentives, better tax breaks. I mean, it just makes sense. Like, that's why everybody should own a business. Everybody should own a business. Like, there's no question in my mind.
I think his name's Tom Bilyeu, right? Own podcast host, Impact Theory. He and Cody just did a 3-hour interview. I'm about an hour in. It's one of those podcasts I'm listening to while I'm running. And they're both of them are onto something. Now, Tom Bilyeu's headlines have gone very negative, and he actually jokes in the first hour about being called a doomer because that's it all that people click on, which is a shame. Tom, you're better than that. You're just better than that. Stop preaching doom. But I think there's really an opportunity to highlight examples like that. There's, in this example, I don't know anything about it other than what you told me. There's a couple who've been running a food service industry for a long time. I would argue for the last 5 years, they probably have not been investing in the business. Think about all the new technologies and marketing and things that have come around in the last 5 years that they are not taking advantage of. Cody, in this first hour, talks about, you know, if you're a 25, 28-year-old, you're just naturally more inclined to the new technology. You could 10 or even 100x a business like that, because maybe this business is focused on Chicago, you know, food. But why don't you brand something and take it national? There's just so many things. I want people to realize that recessions, baby boomers retiring, baby boomers checking out, either physically meaning dying or emotionally meaning just traveling. This is the time to make yourself wealthy. And in this conversation, we're talking about becoming a millionaire. You become a millionaire by owning assets. Number one, 99.999% of us aren't Steph Curry making $200 million a year, right? He could be a millionaire cashing a check. You're not him. We need to own assets. We need to own assets for years. And if you do it my way, your chances of becoming a millionaire are nearly 100%. It's like, how bad do you want it? That's what I think.
I love that. Yeah. And that's part of what I'm doing. As we know, sell the assets that are too far away. Doesn't make sense. You're not getting the returns. Bring it local. Bring it within a 2-hour radius. Continue to stack your one house a year. Okay. And continue moving up the food chain too. I like the thought process of I live in this house in Henderson. I'm going to go buy a fixer, fix it, move into it. Create a couple $100,000, take it tax-free, do that a few more times, okay?
Like, yes.
I don't have to be that sophisticated to do that. I'm going to go and upgrade my house. I'm going to find a fixer that I can day one move in with equity because I create value by fixing it up. I get a good deal because I know my buy box. At the same time, I am growing my cash flow because I'm going to operate my businesses. I'm going to add another business to my investment portfolio, whether that's vending machines, whatever it is, that also is going to give me a great tax strategy to offset earned income, which creates more cash flow, which means I have more money to invest. Mm-hmm. It's like this big, so I get the
flywheel.
The flywheel.
Yeah.
That's what excites me.
Yeah. And again, something you brought up there, I just want to hit on it. We don't generally talk real estate here, but I want to highlight, there was a couple that are living and I met, it's probably been 8 years on a cruise. And all they've done the last 20 years, so it's probably been 25 years now, is they bought a fixer in a very nice area. They happen to be in Southern California. They moved in and they fixed it up over 2 years. Then they sold it. And given the tax code as it's currently written, you know this, but for the audience, they can take $500,000 in profit tax-free. There is no better gift in the system. Now, you've got to be able to live in a flip, and I'm sure it's not fun when the kitchen's getting remodeled or whatever. But if you're willing to be a little bit uncomfortable, this fixer, live and flip for 2 years, this ability to create hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax-free money is an amazing gift in the tax code. I love that strategy for you.
Yeah, I mean, that is the way to do it. I remember I talked to a lady in San Jose years ago and she wanted to go out, invest out of state. And I still remember the story. She was paying $3,200 a month in rent in San Jose, California. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go buy these duplexes like 2,000 miles away. I said, that is not a good idea. Let's start your investing with a house hack first. Buy a duplex in somewhere in the Bay Area. live in one unit, live free, save that extra $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month. If she saved $3,000 a month, right? She's got an extra 36,000, whatever. That is now your down payment for your next one. You do that three or four times, and then you put it together. Like I am, like I look at it, everything as a triangle now. The triangle is real estate, business ownership, and tax advantages. Like that is the triangle to be in.
That's the magic.
That and people don't get it. Like I had a guy yesterday. He's like, Bo, I've been watching your videos. I'm gonna have over $1 million of tax consequences this year. He's like, I'm ready to buy some businesses. So what are we gonna do? I'm gonna get him with the CPA. We're gonna find businesses that he can offset that $1 million, right? And he can do that. You can do that. Like if you know you're gonna have $1 million tax consequence, figure out what investment, get with a good CPA that understands it, offset that. Like that's $1 million that could go disappear tomorrow if you're not smart about it.
Yeah, even if you took half of that and added, you know, that's $500,000 you keep versus paying the IRS, right? So let's go back to buying small businesses. Cody Sanchez, Tom Bilyeu, Think Impact Theory, sorry. I want people to realize recessions and baby boomers retiring, if that happens to be occurring right now, which likely will happen over the next couple of years, it is the greatest opportunity to build wealth. It is the greatest opportunity to become a millionaire. And you, Bo, as the concierge of small business lending, you can look at opportunities and help a buyer structure them so they come in, like your example, for 35 grand instead of, you know, 60 grand or 70 grand. You can help them structure deals, get seller financing, and really create win-win relationships. That is, I love you coming on this channel being the concierge to small business loans.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people this is the best financing tool ever because you like it's expected you're going to get some seller financing. And if the cash flow doesn't quite work because they're writing off too much, we can say, hey, seller, look, we can structure the deal this way and the bank's okay with it. You got to put 100 grand on full standby. That means it can accrue interest, but no payments made. Then you get your CPA to tell him why he should not take the full boat and the full payoff today because he's going to get taxed at the higher level and do it in installments. So there, it's like, there's no better time. Like I have it, like, this is now my mission in life. It's like, I'm helping 10,000 people, aspiring business owners, become business owners over the next 10 years. It's that simple. Like I found my calling and it's like, there's so many opportunities, RV parks, like boutique motels. Look, if you're a short-term rental operator, let's buy a motel, right? Use SBA financing, get a little solar carry. You can buy these assets like with very little out of pocket. And most of us don't have a bunch of money in our pocket. So we got to be creative.
It's funny. You know, I've been talking real estate for 20 years, certainly talking real estate for 15, been in real estate for 20. This eye-opening experience you and I have every week, and thank you for coming back every week, is like whatever I thought about buying real estate creatively, buying businesses is 5X, 10X more creative. The things that you could do creatively to buy a business out of this world. And again, as the concierge of small business lending, you're the cornerstone of that. And I thank you for allowing people to call and book time. But folks, if you're a creative person, buying businesses is the way to go. Then you could, you know, buy business, stack paper, buy houses, you know, just do that loop. I mean, that's what Grant Cardone did, right? Grant Cardone was a trainer, an educator, and he stacked paper and bought apartments and, you know, rinse and repeat. Keep doing that. And again, this is about becoming a millionaire. I think becoming a millionaire is simple. You buy assets and hold on to them for a decade. Bo, if somebody wanted book time, run through a deal, see what's what, how do they do that?
Just go to onerentalmeeting.com and schedule a call. I look forward to meeting more people. I mean, it's just amazing conversations.
It's got to be a lot of fun. It's got to be a lot of fun when you talk to people dreaming and looking to do big things. It's got to be fun.
Yeah, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. It's just, I don't know. It's just you take people and they're like, they have a vision of doing something and sometimes they don't even have a clue. And I say, look, just follow this idea that I have and just discover there's no stress. It's just see what's out there. See what opportunities are out there. There's tons of them. Obviously, it takes work. It's not like some magic potion.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and obviously we do have, there are managed franchise models that the franchisor actually manages. We do have passive business models. We have a lot of investors with like lots of check writing ability that are deploying their money. Like I have a friend and he's buying five territories of a painting company right now. And he's going to, you hire, it's called a CEO model. You hire a regional director, and then you hire location managers, and there's no brick and mortar. It's all, they do painting, right? And they subcontract out the painters. So they,
wow,
like no employees, right? But you got to be able to understand it. But he'll, if he does it correctly, he'll spend maybe 10, 15 hours a week working on the business. And, you know, total startup cost is 500 grand, give or take. And we'll finance 400 on this because it's a little bit interesting. He's buying in a different location. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. Even if you have a corporate job, you should look at owning a business, whether it's a franchise, a business acquisition, mom and pop owned. There's just the sky's the limit. And if you're out there and looking at deals, it's the same thing. I'm looking at houses every day. Like that's what I'm doing right now, right? I'm on Boom. I'm like, I just saw like a really nice one that Joe has listed. I haven't driven by it. Yeah. I was funny. I had lunch with him the next day. All of a sudden I see it's a foreclosure and I'm like, I want this. It's on a half acre lot. It's nice. It's in 89123 zip code, which is Silverado Ransom. But see, that's like you're setting up those triggers. So you're looking and I'm just about to list. Finally got, so I gave notice to a tenant. Get this. Gave notice to a tenant. And what do? They stop paying. We had to evict them. Actually, the sheriff's going to be out there today and get them evicted out of one of my houses. The other person, and this is the other reason why I don't want to own property far away. The other tenant was supposed to be out January 31st, couldn't find a place. And basically, there's nothing I can really do. I can probably evict them. But anyways, they're finally getting out. And they had the audacity to tell my property manager, hey, will the seller pay for us to move out? Like, People have the, it's crazy. So my new thesis is definitely to buy a little bit better areas because I don't want to deal with that kind of stuff. Buy a little bit better housing stock because I just can't stand with the mentality that some of these renters have. And people out there that think like, and I don't like the way that people think that landlords are slumlords and all this stuff, because I fix everything. I want it to be nice. And people don't realize that, you know, when there's a sewer problem and you spend 15, 16 grand fixing it, you know, how painful that can be sometimes. So
absolutely.
I think people need to understand the stories, you know, people investing in real estate, we're trying to make a better lives for ourselves and our family. We're not greedy people. It's a business.
Yep.
And they just don't get it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, folks, I think there's plenty of opportunity. I think Cody Sanchez is doing a great job of getting people excited. A lot of you don't have relationships to get the lending. That's why we bring the concierge to small business lending back each week, Mr. Bo Eckstein. One more time, where do they go?
OneRentalMeeting.com.
I still can't believe you bought that URL. You're amazing. OneRentalMeeting.com. Thanks again.